Oh, it's going to be a good day, good weekend. Why? Because Lincoln Brewster on the radio. Oh, yeah, whenever we play Lincoln. And you can fairly say, if that's the case, Halvo, why don't you play Lincoln every day, which is a great point. We should. So my apologies for that. But the guy just has a way with, I mean, just it's upbeat, it's uplifting. Don't you think, Jason Cairns, Lincoln Brewster?
He does, for sure. There's a very positive energy that comes with Lincoln Brewster's music. I would agree with that.
I would gladly play even more of his songs. All right. Well, last night, slipping and sliding a little bit if people were out on the roads, huh?
It was. I had to bring Ian to show choir practice last night, and it was slick out there, that's for sure.
Yeah. I was coming up Burt Street from my way home, and one of my children had, driving children, had apparently gone around a turn and slipped and then a 180 and was crossed the lane of traffic on Burt Street and was pointed the other way. So I was like,
"Nice,
what the?" So able to pull over, get some help from a guy at Barton Gale who joined us. We were able to push her out. So anyhow, yeah.
Very
so
nice.
Our question of the morning is, Super Bowl, give us the winner and give us a score. And we've got American Underdog, the new faith-based football movie on the line. The Kurt Warner story. Used to be, went from bagging groceries to being a football Hall of Fame quarterback. Pretty good turnaround, huh?
That is a good turnaround, for sure. So can I reveal my ignorance?
You don't even know who's playing in the Super Bowl.
Cincinnati's playing, right?
Right.
Okay, and then who else is playing?
You really don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah, the LA Rams.
Yes, that's right, the LA Rams. Well, I'm going to pick Cincinnati.
Okay.
Because they were the only ones I knew were actually playing.
That's a good way to do it. All right, do you have a score for
So, is Boomer Esiason still quarterbacking for them?
Wow. The last time they were in the Super Bowl in like 89, he was the quarterback. And so that's about how old he is now. So,
sure. Let's go with 24-13 as the final score.
Very good. I'll give you mine. I my heart is with the Bengals. I mean, they've never won the Super Bowl. They've been there twice and lost. Yeah. And so, but I think that my head says that the Rams are going to do it. So I'm going to take the Rams to win it 31-26. So.
All right.
All right. There
Very
we go.
Good.
All right.
We'll see. I suspect you're right. You're more of the sports guy than
I think you just made best of the week for even this morning at 8:45 by saying you only knew the Bengals were in there. All right. Also, yes. What are you bringing to the Super Bowl snack table? Either what are you bringing or what do you hope you find there?
You know, for me, the big thing that is always a good Super Bowl snack is buffalo chicken dip. With when I was eating carbs, with chicken and a biscuit, crackers was really the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really, I know a lot of people will eat it with celery sticks as well, and it's just not quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
But love that. I think that's a good, snack.
Yeah,
you could also go with a classic Cincinnati chili.
That's a good idea.
Wanted to do that.
So, no, that's
that's a good thought too.
Very appropriate. I said I'd bring my taco soup, but I'd also bring for something sweet. The Betty Crocker brownies, but you got to throw some extra chocolate chips in for effect. You know,
so, sure.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds great too. For sure.
Or to be honest, I've had chocolate chip cookies on my mind, but you know, in. Elena's become my workout buddy. We've gone to the Y. We went again last night, and there's like no way I would have gone except for, because it's just so easy to make an excuse to not, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Hey,
I've been working on not making excuses for about 4 years now.
Oh, I've got a joke for Monday that ties into that. Like, husbands don't need to be reminded. If they say they're going to do it, they're going to do it. I mean, they don't need a reminder every 6 months. So, anyhow.
Exactly.
Yeah. There we go. I gave you a sneak peek in the joke. All right. Colossians 2:4 says, I am telling you this so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. What do you say in letters to the beloved?
Yeah. So what I wrote was, beloved, never lose sight of the sufficiency of his sufficiency when your beliefs are challenged. persuasive people will come to you with what appear to be well-reasoned arguments, but do not be deluded by their fine-sounding words.
Mm. All right, so be prepared for that. I guess, yeah, there are, you know, it's interesting. James Sire did scripture twisting, and it was kind of just the idea. And that's what the devil tried it on Jesus, so we shouldn't be surprised
that
they have to deal with that. Yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Have a great weekend. Hope to see you tomorrow morning for breakfast, right?
Very good. Sounds good.
All right, very good. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Took him 6 years to do Letters to the Beloved. It's a devotional commentary. A lot of listeners from Stanley all the way to Knapp in Eau Claire have ordered copies. Get yours at Amazon. All right, Birthday Bob in Rice Lake. I mean, quite a guy, right? He's Birthday Bob. He's Packer Bob. I nominated him for the Packer Fan Hall of Fame just one time. And they made a mistake by not choosing him, but it is what it is. He says, happy birthday to our dear brother in the Lord, Homer Madison, wishing you a spirit-filled day. Homer.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday, all your dreams are true.
It's your birthday.
Have a great one, Homer. He's a great brother in the Lord for sure.
Hi, Mark. Good morning. This is Pam from Plum City. And I have been a longtime Matthew Stafford fan ever since he won the Comeback Player of the Year. He was kind of this pudgy little boy-looking quarterback, and I just kind of fell in love with him. So it's his year, I'm hoping. He's got a terrific story. He seems fairly humble and has a beautiful family. His wife has gone through, I believe, brain surgery. They have four little girls. I love Joe Burrow, too. He's got a nice story, but he's young. He can do it maybe in 2 years. I'm hoping Stafford comes back again next year. So I'm going with the Rams, of course, 34-31. We've had some terrific playoff games, so I'm hoping we keep it going in the Super Bowl. And 34-31 Rams. Go Packers. Okay. Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning, Caleb. A lot going on here this morning. A lot of picks in our Super Bowl contest for American Underdog and getting those in. Kind of, you know, Bengals, Rams kind of people along the way. Also, Valentine's Day had one song, God Gave Me You. And my boss at my other job, Chris Solberg from One Source Imaging, weighing in on a Valentine's gift idea.
Some people think that flowers or candy make great gifts, but I have found that toner cartridges make the best gift for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I would think you want to get magenta, you know. So anyhow, whatever
okay.
you're thinking in
well,
that regard.
Print a homemade card with that, I guess.
There you go. The big game coming up on Sunday, and we're asking you who's going to win and what's the score for a chance to win American Underdog. The Kurt Warner story, he introduced Dick Vermeil as a Hall of Fame inductee last night, so that was pretty cool. And let us know, 396-1670, your Super Bowl snack as well, ranging from cheese popcorn and Dr. Pepper from John Fields to a buffalo wing dip that Jason Cans talked about and a whole lot more. We'll get the whole table out here. I weighed in this morning, Caleb. I said, you know, my heart says Bengals. I mean, who couldn't root for them? I mean, they've never won the Super Bowl, haven't been there since 89. And the way the Rams did it, like, we'll get this free agent and that trade for this star. However, my heart is with the Bengals. My head says Rams 31-26.
All right. And so, again, even if you're not a football person at all, here's the two teams. It's the Los Angeles Rams, the Cincinnati Bengals. Pick a score. Send it to us by text or voicemail at 396-1670, and you're entered to win that free digital download of American Underdog, whoever gets closest. So, again, you don't have to be a football fanatic. Maybe you're a snack fanatic. We want to know about that
Jason
as well, too.
Jason didn't even know who was playing other than, he said Cincinnati's in, right? He did not know the other team.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Again, there you go. Everyone is welcome to enter, and we want to give away that digital download of American Underdog. Fantastic faith, family, and football movie. Now, as far as for me, my heart is also with the Bengals and with Joe Burrow. I'm going to follow my heart, which is what Disney taught me, which is not good life advice. But for my picks, I'm going to go with this. Here's the thing. Joe Burrow is just so incredibly likable to me. I mean, you dig up his tweets from high school, and he's posing with a friend who is the prom king who had physical and mental disabilities and saying, you know what? Look how cool this is. I'm with the prom king, not, hey, look at me. I'm being a nice guy. I mean, it's just the more you dig up on Joe Burrow, it seems like the more likable he is. So I don't think that has any real bearing on the football game and what's going to happen, but I want it. I want it to happen. So here's what I'm predicting. I think the Bengals kicker, Evan McPherson, the rookie with swag, is just going to have a big kick somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be a game-winning kick at the end, but at some point he's going to have a big kick, and I think the Bengals pull this one out in a little lower scoring game than many might think. 24-23, Bengals beat the Rams. That's what I'm guessing.
That would be
Mark
an exciting
it down.
Super Bowl.
Probably wrong, but
that would be an exciting Super Bowl. We've had Super Bowls come down to a made kicks and missed kicks.
Yeah, so who knows?
McPherson making 4 field goals, but they lose. So
all
we'll
right. It's 7:51 here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, 36 degrees, Caleb and Havel with you. It's our weekly tradition here on Friday because the weeks just fly by and there's no way you possibly can keep up with everything that's going on in the world. So we aggregate all that information for you. Just cast out a wide net, news, sports, politics, pop culture, and then we bring it to you now. But because we respect your time, we condense it down. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Studies reveal that 4 in 5 adults believe access to the internet is a fundamental right.
I agree. Everyone has the right to bore their friends to death on Facebook. We need to see what you're eating. This weekend, Super Bowl weekend, is the slowest weekend of the year for weddings.
And do you, Jacob, take Marie to be your lawfully wedded wife? Hang on, I just got to watch this commercial first.
Makes for a long ceremony.
Groundhog Day was last week.
I'm on the Groundhog Day diet. If I look down and my stomach blocks the view of my shadow, it means 6 more weeks of celery sticks. That's really a smart idea.
There you go.
A new survey finds that 95% of Americans share their passwords with family and friends.
And yet these are the same people who would never think of sharing their French fries.
Indeed.
Well, we told you about this recently. 4 British guys broke a Guinness World Record by playing a board game for more than 85 hours.
And guess what, ladies? They're all single.
There you go.
Go figure. The Super Bowl is Sunday, and then no more football until September.
Which means I'll be forced to sit around in my sweatpants for 7 months eating nachos while I watch tennis.
Doesn't sound so bad.
And finally, a study found that diet and exercise are proven to be equally effective at losing weight. You don't have to do both.
Now, if they could figure out a way, I don't have to do either.
Well, we had that thing this week of just one curl. One curl makes
just
a difference.
Just 10 seconds. Those are your headlines here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, it's time to drop some knowledge on y'all. Let's raise the collective IQ of Western and Central Wisconsin by a few points here. And I'm learning right along with you because I didn't know most of these. It's things that we didn't know yesterday, but we're learning them today. Did you know the first 1080p video on YouTube was the Muppets rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody? And now, try not looking that up. Who wouldn't want to hear the Muppets sing Bohemian Rhapsody? Also, things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Dogs that are slightly underweight live an average of 2 years longer than dogs that are slightly overweight. And again, we're just talking slightly here, but interesting. So, Arlo, if you're listening, hit the treadmill, buddy. Kangaroos cannot hop backwards. Did not realize that. Kangaroos can't hop in reverse. Things you didn't know yesterday, 4 more. There are more people living in California than in the entire nation of Canada. More people in Cali than the entire nation of Canada. You think climate might have something to do with that? But then, we're not going to get political. Never mind. Things you didn't know yesterday. When an octopus is stressed or bored, it often starts eating its own tentacles. Is that like the octopus version of chewing your fingernails? I don't know. Things you didn't know yesterday. 2 more here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You are always, always looking at your nose. Your brain just chooses to ignore it. You don't have to cross your eyes to do it. You're always doing it. And finally, things you did not know yesterday. If the sun exploded right now, we wouldn't know about it for 8 minutes. And then we would really know.
All right, an interesting week winding down here. We had some things, fun stories along the way, and we've encapsulated it into 3 minutes and 48 seconds. It sounds like this.
Police officers share the oddest calls that they have responded to here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's dive into this and maybe you can get a better appreciation of just what they go through on sometimes a daily basis. In a suburb of Minneapolis, someone called 911 to report 2 suspicious vehicles passing something back and forth in a park.
What could it be? When dispatch called a car on duty, the officer responded that he and another officer were passing a bag of Cheetos back and forth between their cars.
Pretty sure there's not any law against that, concerned citizen.
Caleb, good morning. In that play-by-play call from the talented Dave Kane, I thought I heard a song request.
Fortis tries to add to the tally. Yes, he can. From the right wing.
Yes, he wants the song from Kane, apparently.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
Yes, he can on WWIB.
It's not raw egg smoothies. It's not thousands of shirtless push-ups. No, what will improve your muscle strength? Lifting weights, but wait, before you're like, I don't have time nor money for a gym membership, here's what a new study finds.
Can you spare 3 seconds?
Lifting weights for as little as 3 seconds a day can still have a positive impact on your muscle strength in the long run. This is fascinating to me. Researchers in Australia and Japan found that performing a single bicep curl at maximum effort can lead to a 10% increase in muscle strength in just 1 month. What?
This is Mike from La Crosse. Well, if I had to do a household chore that would be an Olympic sport, it would be cleaning the bathrooms. At Jimmy John's, we have what's called after lunches, and cleaning the bathrooms is one of the things I do. And boy, do I clean the bathrooms. I get them spick and span.
It's Make Us Laugh Monday. John has left us a joke on the listener line.
A pirate came into the restaurant one day to have breakfast, and the waitress said to the pirate, "Why do you have a paper towel on your head?" The pirate answered and said, "Arr, I got a bounty on me head."
On my head. Yeah, the bounty paper toweling. So, good one, John. I'll leave it to you if you want to use that on stage, you know, at your next performance, which is going to be where, at a nursing home?
On Friday, I'm doing a gig in the morning at a nursing home in Detroit. I guess, you know, everybody needs to laugh. I'm going through my material trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about, but that'll be an interesting one, Mark. Any tips?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I dabbled in stand-up comedy back in college. I mean, a little bit. And you're right. You do think of different places. Like, one of my gigs was I had a Domino's pizza delivered to me on stage. Like, I hadn't seen that done before. So I tried it out.
So what I'll do then, I hear what you're saying. So what I'll do then is I'm going to combine everything here. I'm going to open with getting a pizza delivered to me on stage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to close with John's joke about the pirate and just stretch the whole thing out over like 30 minutes.
Well, wake up. It's we got a show going on. This is not a good time to sleep.
Especially if you're at the wheel listening to the show right now. Someone called their local law enforcement because the sand at the beach volleyball court was too hot. You know, they are incredible men and women, but I'm not sure what they can do about that. Call the fire department. Maybe they'll hose it down for you.
Oh, yeah.
Another best of the week, Halvo. Every single Friday, you put this together. The week that was the best of here in the WIB Wake Up Show. That's so much fun to hear, because honestly, I forget about a lot of the things we talked about.
We're like audio trail mix. We're sweet and salty. And again, truth wrapped in fun, Monday through Friday, 5:39, the WIB Wake Up Show.
And remember, be salt and light, not salty and lit.